Tabon Construction.
Hey, is Salvatore there?
No, he's out in the field, but I think a message for him.
Yeah, sure. Maybe you can point me in the right direction. Is there happen to be a CFO, a controller, or someone along those lines available?
No, that'll all be Sal.
Oh, okay, good. That's what I thought. I had him here as my point of contact for some financing that was done a couple of years back at Bank of the West. Would he be the only person to handle the finances for the company?
He is. I'm the bookkeeper.
Okay. I was just calling regarding some financing that was done with Bank of the West, and based on the lending history that you guys had there, we had mailed out two offers to the business about 2.5 weeks ago, I believe. And I was just kind of following to touch base and see if they were received.
I think they got it, but I know we're not really shopping for any equipment at this time.
Okay. No, like even capital loans or anything like that. Oh, because we do equipment financing as well as working capital loans, and I know it comes in handy a lot for construction. So I'm not sure where you guys are in the business, but previously in the past couple of weeks, I worked with three construction companies that required capital for certain reasons, like they had projects coming up that they just needed to get funded and get done. So I was just kind of wondering if you guys are in situations like that, or if you guys are, more in the consulting of construction, or how does it work for you guys?
We're actually in the construction itself.
Oh, okay. Nice. So you guys are actually doing the projects?
We're actually doing the projects.
Oh, okay, cool.
Right now everything's going well. We usually wait until about the end of the year when we start looking at our financials, seeing where we're really at for the year.
Uh-huh.
And that's when we make our major purchase decisions.
Right.
At that point, depending on what our needs are at that time, if we do any loans, we usually do them November and December.
November and December. So if I give you a call back in like November, sometime mid-November would be a better time, you think?
Yes.
Okay, sure. Would you mind if I just shoot over an email to you and keep me on file with some additional information?
Yeah, go right ahead.
What's a good email for you?
Tabone Concrete.
TABONE, correct?
At Gmail.
At Gmail. Okay, I'll just put over, throw over some informational kind of thing if you want to, check out our website or whatnot. Do you guys usually do, a line of credit with the bank, or what is it?
We have a line of credit with the bank.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We use that for operational.
Okay, yeah. So what we do here is a working capital loan. I'm not quite sure if you've heard of it before, but it's similar to a line of credit. However, it's an unsecured cash loan. So, we don't require you to put up, a house or car or anything like that. Nothing goes to your personal credit. It's all on the business. And we're usually able to free up more cash than a line of credit because we base it off of your sales. And typically, we can lend out 10 to 15%. Of your top line revenue to you as unsecured cash. So that's where we can allow more access than a line of credit. But I'm not sure where you guys are at. I know that during the summer, when it got really busy, that's when everyone started taking on more capital. So are you guys pretty busy, you would say?
Oh, we're exceptionally busy.
Oh, okay, good. Good. Glad to hear that. Is the summer usually your busiest time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, during summer, we're in operation. We shut down around mid-November.
Oh, okay, I see. And then that's when you get everything back together and get rid of it. When do you guys usually start back up again?
Usually May.
And, oh, okay.
Middle to end of April, beginning of May. It sort of depends on when all the snow melts.
You guys are located out in New York, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The belt buckle, the snow belt.
Is it usually, around the same time every year, or does it differentiate when the snow goes down?
It really differentiates. We've been lucky that usually the temperatures have been in our favor. I think this year was the last week of April is when we were finally able to get back out there.
Oh, wow. All the way in April?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we have to wait for the temperature to really get above 60.
Oh, wow, yeah. I'm from San Diego, California, so we don't see anything below that usually.
Oh, yeah, you got year-rounder out there.
Yeah, exactly. We're year-round out here. I had a friend, actually, who moved out to New York for dental school, and he every day is frozen there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're quite famous. We're right here in Buffalo.
Buffalo, New York, yeah.
Area. And everybody very seems nice. To know Buffalo for all the snow.
Yeah, very true, exactly. And when we watch the Bills play.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, sorry, I didn't get your name. What was your name?
Chris.
Chris, all right. I will follow up with you in November, if that sounds all right. And
okay.
If I, you know, send over an email, and hopefully you get some time from now until then to, you know, take a look at it. But, yeah, it was great talking to you, man. Appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
It's not a problem at all.
Yeah. All right, Chris. You have a great Friday, man. Have a good weekend.
Hey, you too.
Take care, man.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.